Okay, so can you tell us about your permaculture bus and what happened?
Well, we've been traveling the country for the last 7 months teaching permaculture and other sustainability skills. We've been in Minneapolis for about a month. We came in on August 2nd doing different permaculture events and stuff. And we were just left the Bedlam Theater last night to, after doing a permaculture workshop, to go park the bus so we could do medical support for the RNC, the Republican National Convention, that's going to be here. As we were going there, we were pulled over by the police. They had set up, they pulled us over in a location where there were already other police staged. There were 11 police cars that represented five different jurisdictions. And they immediately came up and told us to get out of the bus and detained us and would not tell us why we were being detained. They then, after detaining us, they took several members. There's three people who are permanently on the bus, three people, three dogs, and three chickens that are permanent members. And then there were four other people who were just catching a ride over to St. Paul with us. And they took our 17-year-old daughter and the other four people and put them in police cars after searching them. They searched the driver. They had us contain our dogs. They would not tell us why we'd been stopped. They would not tell us why we were being detained. And then they decided that they were going to impound the bus. First, they said they were going to impound the bus for a search because they may want to execute a search on the bus at a later date. And then they said they were impounding the bus for a commercial vehicle inspection. And then they said they were impounding the bus to check it for roadworthiness. They came and they took the bus. They wouldn't let us take any belongings. They let us have our animals, but would not let us take any belongings out of the bus. My daughter didn't have shoes on when we were pulled over. They wouldn't let us have shoes or toiletries or computers or anything from the bus. And they basically left us on the side of the road with our animals and took our home.
Wow. Can you describe what the bus looked like? What's on the bus?
Well, it's a 40-foot permaculture demonstration bus, and we have several permaculture systems on the bus. We have solar power. We have two solar panels on the top that powers the bus. It does our computers and lights and all of that stuff, so it has the inverter and the whole solar power system. And it's set up to be an educational display so people can actually see how easy it is to wire solar power. We have composting on the bus, and our composting system consists of, it goes from our plate, our kitchen, to our three chickens who scratch it and peck at it and get the food they want out of it, and then it goes back to a box of worms, because we do vermiculture composting, and then from the box of worms, we take the worm castings and feed a hydroponic garden that we have on the bus that's growing basil and some kale. Another system we have. And then we also do a humanure system on the bus, which is a system of composting human manure to churn it into, instead of having our human manure pollute waterways, it turns it into good organic soil that will grow more food.
This
is a series of permaculture systems. It's a big green bus that says Earth Activist Training Permaculture Demonstration Bus.
And so this was targeted by the police.
It was targeted by the police, and we've been in this area for almost a month doing different events, and during that month, we've ended up staying at several local businesses, and as a courtesy, we've actually contacted local police and just let them know that we were here and we had permission to be at those local business places, so they've known about us, and they've known we were in town for a month, but once they started doing raids around the Republican National Convention, we were definitely a target for that, in an attempt to quash our ability to protest and provide support for the protests around the RNC.
Can you tell us about other instances so far where the police have used intimidation tactics such as this?
Well, they seem to be very much excited about drawing guns here. During our stop at one point in time, some officers, I told them not to walk over the dogs, and they walked through our dog. An officer walked through our dogs and was nipped at, and he pulled a gun. But the previous evening at the Convergence Center, which is the place where everybody gathers and they had all the literature, about 20 officers went in with guns drawn and made everybody get down on the face down on the floor and handcuffed about 60 people. And slowly over the next few hours let them out one at a time, keeping all personal computers, laptops, and things like that, but did allow people to pick up, like, bikes. So that was one incident. The next, and there was, at that point in time, there was a woman with her 5-year-old son in the building, and she was not handcuffed, but her and her son were held at gunpoint. The next morning, they raided about 3 activist houses, including the Food Not Bombs house here in Minneapolis. And the Food Not Bombs house is where that woman who was... And they were... What was going on at the Convergence at the time is they were watching movies and eating lentils. And but the Food Not Bombs house is her house. Is where she lives. And so the little boy the next morning woke up at about 8 o'clock in the morning with the police kicking in the door. And again, with weapons drawn, holding people at gunpoint. So there's been... And that's happened at... 3 or 4 other houses. There's been snatch and grabs where people who are just walking down the street are grabbed and arrested. There was a press conference today, videographers on the way to the press conference were detained by the police and not allowed to attend the press conference. So things like that have been going on. People have been being pulled over. It's been going on pretty steadily for the last 24 hours, since Thursday night. Friday night when they raided the Convergence Center.
So how are people reacting to this?
I think it's really making people want to organize stronger and do things. When they closed the Convergence Center, they set up a public meeting at a local park that was very, very well attended. And they did get the lawyer, the Cold Snap Legal Collective and the National Lawyers Guild is involved. And they've been working on the legal side to get people's property back after it's been seized, and working with working to try and stop this continued harassment of activists in the community.
So, is there any word if you're going to how you're going to get your bus back?
No, at this point in time, there is no word as how we're going to possibly get our bus back. They impounded it. And we called to see this morning if we could get it back, and they said that it was being held pending a criminal investigation. They would not tell us they wouldn't tell us when that might happen. The officer in charge of the criminal investigation does not answer his phone and has not returned any of our phone calls. We've been asked to be notified and presented with a search warrant before our bus is searched. And be notified, and so we could be present, and to be notified and presented with any inspection that what they were inspecting for, and before they did the inspection, so we could be present for it. And they have not notified us of any of that, so we have no idea. They're simply not communicating. They'll tell us they have the bus and it's being held for a criminal investigation, and that's it.
Do you have any idea what's threatening about permaculture that the police might be interested in?
I have no idea what is threatening about permaculture that the police might be interested in. The only thing that we can think is that one of the things we really believe is that true homeland security has to do with energy and food security and producing our own energy and producing our own food on a local and community level is what, to us, homeland security looks like. And my only guess is that maybe they fear the idea that as people become more sustainable, they'll become less dependent upon their government.
Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Just that, we've been getting support from around the country, and we really encourage people to call the mayor of Minneapolis and the first precinct in Minneapolis to demand that the Permi bus be released, because, we're educational and we're a teaching tour. And we have events later this week, and we'd really like to have our bus back so we can continue our work.
Well, thanks for being on the radio.
Thanks for calling.
Awesome. So that was an update from the Twin Cities, from the Republican National Convention, where a permaculture bus was confiscated by the police, apparently for no justifiable reason other than to intimidate people out of protesting before they even protested. There is more information at seattle.indymedia.org. There's an article all about it there where you can find more information. And also the Twin Cities Indie Media has updated information about what's going on at the convention. So you're listening to KOWA 106.5 FM in Olympia, Washington.